A farmer's golden heart. Once upon a time, in a peaceful village, nestled between rolling green hills and golden fields, there lived a humble farmer named Raghav. He was known for his kindness, wisdom, and his deep love for his land. Raghav also believed that the soil was not just dirt, but it was living, breathing companion that gave him everything he needed. Every morning, before the first rays of the sun kissed the earth, he would step into his fields, touch the soil with reverence, and whisper a prayer of gratitude. One day, as Raghav plowed his land, he noticed a frail old man sitting under a banyan tree near the edge of his farm. The man looked weak and exhausted. Without hesitation, Raghav ran to him and offered food and water. The old man accepted the food and water and said, "May the gods bless you, kind farmer." The old man said with a grateful smile. Not many people stop to help a stranger these days. Raghav simply shook his head. Food and water are meant to be shared, just as the land shares its bounty with us. The old man looked at Raghav with twinkling eyes and said, "Because of your kindness, I want to give you something in return." Raghav chuckled, "I need nothing, sir. Helping you is a reward enough." The old man smiled mysteriously and said, "Still take this." He placed a small golden seed in Raghav's hand. "Plant this in your field and it will bring you a harvest unlike any you've seen before." Raghav hesitated for a moment, but then nodded. He thanked the man and carefully planted the seed in a special corner of his field. Days passed, and soon the seed sprouted into a sturdy plant. To Raghav's astonishment, instead of the usual green leaves and brown stems, the plant had golden stalks that shimmered in the sunlight. As the days turned into weeks, the plant grew taller and taller, bearing ears of wheat that glowed like pure gold. News of the golden crop spread like wildfire. People from neighboring villages came to see the miraculous plant. Some admired it with awe, while others eyed it with greed. Even the village landlord, a man known for his wealth and arrogance, heard of it and came to visit. "Raghav, you are truly blessed," the landlord said, though his voice was laced with envy. This golden wheat will make you the richest man in the region, he said. Raghav, however, did not see the wealth in the golden crop. Instead, he saw an opportunity to help his people. This is a gift from the earth, he said, and the gifts are meant to be shared. Ignoring the landlord's greedy suggestions to sell it for a fortune, Raghav decided to distribute the golden grains among the villagers so they could plant them in their own fields. Not everyone agreed with Raghav's decision. Some villagers wanted to sell the golden wheat to wealthy merchants, while others wished to hoard it for themselves. But Raghav remained firm. If we take only for ourselves, we will never truly prosper. But if we share, the land will bless us forever. Some villagers followed Raghav's advice and planted the seeds with care. But the few, driven by greed, sold them in the markets for silver and gold. However, those who tried to profit from the seeds found that once removed from their home soil, the grains lost their golden shine and turned into ordinary wheat. Those who had planted them with pure intentions, however, were amazed. Their fields flourished, growing golden crops year after year, feeding their families and making the village prosper. One fine evening, as Raghav stood in his now thriving fields, the old man returned. He was no longer frail, but stood tall, his eyes glowing with an otherworldly light. "You have passed the test, Raghav," the man said. "Many people think wealth is measured in gold, but true wealth is found in kindness, generosity, and the love for one's land." Raghav bowed deeply. "The land gives us everything, and it is our duty to honor it." The old man smiled once again and said, "As long as you and your people continue to share, these fields will never fail you." And so it was. The village thrived for generations, not because of gold, but because of farmer's golden heart. From this story, we also learn the true prosperity comes not from hoarding wealth, but from sharing and respecting nature. When we care for the land and for each other, we will never go hungry.